This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, welcome back to the Elon Musk Podcast, a daily news show about Elon Musk's numerous companies, SpaceX, Tesla, The Boring Company, Neuralink, and everything else he has going on in his life. So please sit back, relax, and let's talk about SpaceX's super heavy rocket right now. Space exploration has been one of humanity's greatest achievements and has pushed the limits of science and technology. And over the years, we have seen numerous missions to the moon and other celestial bodies, but none have been as ambitious as SpaceX's plan to send humans to the moon and one day to Mars. The company has been working tirelessly to make this dream a reality and has taken a significant step forward with the ignition of all 33 main engines on its super heavy rocket booster. This marks a major milestone in the development of SpaceX's reusable Starship rocket, which is intended to help power NASA's return to the moon. Now, no other rocket has ever used so many engines before, making this a truly remarkable feat. The closest comparison is the Soviet Union's N1 rocket, which had a first stage powered by 30 NK-15 liquid-fueled engines. However, each one of those engines was only about two-thirds as powerful as the Raptor 2 rocket engines bolted to the Super Heavy rocket. It's worth noting that the N1 was also a massive failure and never reached orbit. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell spoke about the significance of the test at a commercial space conference in Washington, D.C., saying, "Keep in mind, this first one is really a test flight. The real goal is to not blow up on the launch pad. That is success." Now, Shotwell's words reflect the caution and the care that SpaceX has taken in the development of its Starship and Super Heavy rocket. The company was likely invested more than $1 billion in a massive launch and catch tower to support Starship and the Super Heavy booster, as well as ground systems to support fueling of the massive vehicles. And because so many assets are clustered in a small area near the Gulf of Mexico, SpaceX can't afford to take the risk of destroying infrastructure it has spent more than a year building and testing. This would set the Starship launch campaign back months at least as the area is rebuilt, and would also redouble regulatory concerns that were raised as part of the FAA's process to clear the South Texas location for experimental orbital launches. Now, after a rapid-fire test campaign in 2020 and 2021 of Starship prototypes, SpaceX has moved more cautiously at its development and test facility in South Texas, known as Starbase. This is because the company wants to ensure that everything is working as it should be and that there are no unexpected issues. And the main goal of the test is to not blow up the launch pad, but SpaceX will also be gathering data about the performance of the Raptor engines on the rocket and replacing those that show deviations from any unexpected behavior. At around 3:15 p.m. local time, in South Texas, SpaceX ignited its Super Heavy rocket for a full duration test of its Raptor engines. According to SpaceX founder Elon Musk, the launch team turned off one engine just prior to ignition. Still, he said 31 of 33 engines would have provided enough thrust to reach orbit. This is a huge milestone for SpaceX and potentially puts the company on track for an orbital test flight during the second half of March or possibly early April. The thrust output of these engines was likely nearly double that of NASA's Saturn V rocket or the Space Launch System. The good news for SpaceX is that, at least for early views, The launch infrastructure in South Texas looked mostly unscathed. This is a testament to the company's engineering expertise and the attention to detail that it has put into the design and construction of its launch infrastructure. Super Heavy rocket booster is designed to be fully reusable, which is a major shift in the traditional aerospace industry. And in the past, most rockets were used only once and then discarded after their mission was complete. This was because it was deemed too expensive and time-consuming to recover and refurbish the rockets for reuse. However, SpaceX has taken a different approach and is working towards a future where reusable rockets are the normal. Now, reusable rockets have several benefits. For starters, they significantly reduce the cost of launching into space. This is because the same rocket can be used repeatedly, reducing the need to build and launch new rockets for each mission. In addition, reusable rockets reduce the amount of debris generated during launches, which is crucial in maintaining a clean environment. Overall, the ignition of the 33 engines on SpaceX's Super Heavy rocket is a huge milestone in the development of the company's reusable Starship rocket. The test is expected to provide valuable data on the performance of the engines and set SpaceX on a path towards its first orbital launch attempt. The fact that SpaceX has invested heavily in its launch infrastructure, making it imperative to avoid any damage, only adds to the significance of this test. Hey, if you're a fan of Elon Musk, please take a second and hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're on now, because we deliver news to you about Elon and all of his companies on a daily basis throughout the week. So thank you for subscribing to the show. Now let's get back to some more Elon Musk news. Now, Elon Musk is no stranger to making headlines, and the billionaire entrepreneur has been in the news for his work with companies like Tesla, SpaceX, and Neuralink recently. However, in recent months, his popularity on Twitter, one of his favorite platforms for reaching out to the public, has been on the decline. According to a recent report from the tech newsletter Platformer, this has caused some frustration for Musk, who met with several Twitter engineers to discuss his view count on the site. The report from Platformer cites multiple sources with direct knowledge of the meeting, which took place on Tuesday. And according to these sources, Elon was not happy with the downward trend in his view count on Twitter and had previously assigned workers to investigate this issue. Elon had suspicions that his reach on the platform was being restricted due to a potential problem with Twitter's algorithm. He said, "This is ridiculous. I have more than 100 million followers and I'm only getting tens of thousands of impressions." Now, the Twitter engineer showed Elon internal data and Google Trends charts, which indicated that public interest in him was waning. And the Google Trends data showed that his popularity peaked at a score of about 100 in April, around the time he offered to buy Twitter, and has since dropped to a 9 when one of the engineers said that his popularity might be declining due to a lack of public interest since his Twitter purchase. Elon Musk told the employee that he was fired, according to Platformer. Now, the billionaire also told some employees to track how often his tweets are recommended on the site, as he was unconvinced by the meeting that his view count had not been impacted by an internal issue with Twitter. However, both Elon Musk and a spokesperson for Twitter did not respond to request for a comment. Last week, Elon temporarily set his Twitter profile to private as a test to see if it could increase the view counts on his tweets. Twitter had added a public view count to users' tweets in December, and on Wednesday, Twitter suffered an outage, leaving several users unable to send tweets or direct messages after the company attempted to roll out several new features. And as reported by insiders Kaylee Hayes, the social media site could face some hiccups in the coming months after the company laid off thousands of employees. It's not the first time that Elon has fired employees on the spot, though. Only a few weeks after he took Twitter private and took control of the company, he fired 3 Twitter employees who criticized him on social media. These recent events highlight Elon's concerns with his declining popularity on Twitter and his efforts to maintain his reach and his influence on the platform. This is also a signal that Elon Musk wants to make Twitter a better place for everybody and wants to iron out all the bugs in the platform before moving forward with his ambitious plans to make it an everything app. Thanks for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today. Again, my name is Will Walden. I am the host of the show. And thank you so much for hitting the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now so I can bring you more Elon news every single day about Twitter, about SpaceX, about Neuralink, about Tesla, everything Elon is into. So thank you so much for subscribing. and I'll see you in the next one.